702 Africa Fridays.
All right, let's pick up with the story we started with earlier this week. Crystal Orderson, the Nigerian president, Muhammadu Buhari, of course, banning Twitter, right? Being congratulated by Donald Trump for doing so. Wasn't Nigeria one of the beep hole countries Trump called us?
Exactly. Good morning, Bongani. I mean, do you want to get a congratulatory note from someone like Donald Trump after calling your country all sorts of horrible names? I don't think so. But imagine, Bongani, you not being able to tweet. You as a broadcaster being able to communicate with other listeners who might not be listening at that moment. Virtually impossible. But that is what's been happening this past week. It's now 1 week since Buhari, because his own tweet was deleted by Twitter, then suddenly, no one can have it. But I think for me, the bigger question is, Bongani, what's the real reason behind this? One, I think Buhari's out of touch. I mean, he's one, an older leader. One, two, he was a military dictator. He's a former army general. And I think he's so out of touch with the younger population of Nigeria that he got so incensed that his own, tweet got deleted. And of course, he's got this inner circle around him who has been one, we know, you remember we spoke about the time and the months he stayed in London during his hospitalizations. Officials in Nigeria still just maintaining, oh, all is well, when it was not. So one, it's a leader out of touch. Secondly, Nigeria, Bongani, you know, you love Lagos. I mean, it's such a dynamic country. It's got a youth population. So you can imagine there's 39 million Nigerians on Twitter. This is how young people communicate. This is how politicians communicate. This is how activists communicate. And I think ultimately Buhari wants to clamp down on that. We know 2020, all these different anti-SARS movement that came about, and it's ultimately squeezing the democratic space in Africa's most populous nation, Bongani.
And of course, what Twitter means in Nigeria is something entirely different to how it works here. Much larger portion of their population does use Twitter, and so it's ubiquitous, and it has a real, real impact from anti-Boko Haram tweets that we saw or we keep seeing from time to time to hashtag end SARS. It's a real force. And Buhari himself, as we know, Crystal, used it to get into power. How has the reaction been with a week off Twitter? I know lots of people were trying to use, VPN networks to try and get around that ban. Is it working?
It is working, Bongani. I mean, you can't get a Nigerian down, not by any chance. No one's going to stop any Nigerian from communicating. So the VPNs have, they even have a hashtag, keep it on, defying the ban. But I think the other issue, Bongani, is the economic loss. I mean, so this NetBlock, which is a global internet provider that looks at the financial cost when, bans happen, they're estimating that the Nigerians, they are losing about $250,000 each hour the ban is in place, placing further economic misery on people at a time when Nigeria can ill afford it. It also sends out the message, of course, to all sorts of business people, because ironically, in next door in Ghana, Twitter's actually set up their Africa head office there. So, it's quite interesting. So it's really ultimately, Bongani, a clampdown on democratic freedom in 2021, where a leader can simply say, Bongani, we're switching off the Twitter, no more tweets for you. And I think it will ultimately backfire, because what it means, Bongani, Nigerians are not going to stop tweeting. And ultimately, I think it's a blow to Buhari and, his presidency.
Game out, time out for him, as you can say, Crystal. Right, you've chosen a song by Femi Kuti, the son of the late, great Fela. Bang, bang, bang is what you have chosen for us this morning.
Absolutely, Bongani. And I think, the Kutis are known for being outspoken. And for me, it's just you can't keep Nigerians down, Bongani, no matter what.
Midnight, my brother. kind of cold, freezing weather. We're gonna make your battery charge.